All right, guys. Hello. My name is Joel, your personal life coach. And for today's topic, we are going to be talking about love and self-worth. I think those two things go easily hand in hand. They're two things that are always tied together, because without self-worth, we don't really have love, right? Without love, we don't have self-worth. So love is one of the most relatable themes that I can think of, you know, regardless of your age or your gender or your like religion or your like sexual orientation, your status. We can all relate to wanting, needing, and looking for love, right? This has been a constant theme for centuries, and yet somehow it kind of always looks the same, or does it? You know, when it comes to relationships, you know, social media has been really pushing the agenda for trying to making change in how we relate to each other romantically, right? How we court and, you know, how we interact with each other. And that has made a big difference in how we have been relating to each other romantically over the past couple of years. But before we get into that, and before we talk about, you know, this really important topic, which, you know, I think it's great to talk about, especially right before summer season. Summer is the season where we always have our, you know, our best moments, our best romantic moments, our most memorable moments when it comes to that. We have our flings, right? I mean, it's usually like it's a fun season, and, you know, it's just a really good topic to talk about. And what really got me thinking about this topic was the last coaching session. You know, we were talking about the topic of relationships. You know, we introduced the topic of new relationships. You know, originally we were talking about living a healthy life from a physical perspective. And one thing that helps with maintaining a healthy life is our relationships. They dictate a lot of, you know, who we are, how our days flow, how we feel, how we think. And also a lot of my previous coaching sessions, they revolved around this theme of love. And many times, like some of the coaches or the clients that I worked with, they sort of come here and they kind of want like a, you know, like a magical answer to their questions in relation to love. And the truth is, there's no magical answer to any of that. You know what I mean? I feel like the answer to all of these questions is staring at them right in the face. And, you know, it's basically starts with them. Or in your case, it starts with you. And we always neglect that because we're way too focused on the relationship itself, or we're too focused on the other person. A lot of people want a simple solution that requires absolutely no work, or they expect attraction to be a mutual thing, you know, that comes out of nowhere. And they forget that, you know, love is something that should happen organically. It should happen naturally. And it's not something that you force. It's not something that you chase. It's not something that you go looking for. It's supposed to happen, you know, whenever it's meant to happen. But before it does, you know, you have to do a lot of work on yourself, which is why self-worth is, you know, the second part of this coaching session. So what exactly is love? You know, how do you really define that? And what role does it actually play into our relationships? You know, not all relationships really are based on love, right? And not every person that we love we're in relationships with. And why would you need to go to a life coach for that? The answer is really not that simple. And especially today, you know. You know, I have to say that dating in New York or trying to find love in New York can be really, really tough. You know, New York in itself can be a source of stress. Dating here is fun, definitely very entertaining, but maintaining an actual healthy relationship is a different story. I mean, this is a city, you know, unlike other big cities, where you're more likely to be tempted to do things, you know, that in any other place. Not that in other places there's no temptation. It's just that here, it's just in your face and, you know, like an ongoing regular basis. You know, dating in this new generation with the appliance of social media and technology, it's hard to stay truly connected to other people. Or maybe it's just a different way to connect. You know, it's depending on how you look at it. But another thing that has been, you know, rising is the concept of open relationships and open marriages. That is a theme that has been a little bit more accepted than ever before today. You know, it's interesting because back then there were open relationships and they had all of these triad relationships and all of these things, but people were not very open about it. They were more secretive about it. Now people are more likely to tell you, yeah, I have a husband and a wife, but I also have a partner on the side. And they just, you know, that's the norm. It's a new norm. It's basically, it's the way things are done. I'm not saying that's how everybody does it, but nine times out of 10, more people are more comfortable with expressing this type of alternative lifestyle, if you want to call it that. So dating today has like a new set of rules that we are not really used to playing. So we used to playing by. So at times it can cause confusion, dissatisfaction, and even distress, which can be managed by talking to a coach. You know, if you're in the city and you're dating a lot and or you're in a relationship and it's stressing you out, like it takes a specific set of skills to manage a relationship. It takes a specific set of skills to begin a relationship. And you may not have those skills. You may not be equipped with those skills, or you may have them, but you don't know how to use them. So I think going to a coach, you know, for one session, for two, three, whatever it is that you need, it can really help you in honing in on that. But before you go into any coaching sessions with this theme of wanting to have a new relationship or wanting to work on the relationship that you already have, you always have to remember that the focus will always be on you, right? You know, a lot has changed in the dating scene, and coping with these changes, especially for non-millennials, can take some serious skills, which is what we were just saying. Not to say the millennials don't experience stress today in today's dating scene, but I think in particular, for non-millennials, it's a little easier to see the difference in how courting was and how courting is today. You see, when you come from a place, let's say, you know, you were dating, you know, by the early 20s, or you were dating in the 90s, or you were dating in the 80s, whatever, I think you have a different set of skills, because we didn't have social media back then. We had computers, we had emails, we had a lot of things, but we had cell phones, right? But it was different. I think dating was a very different thing. And so millennials today, or, you know, just the younger generation, they might not necessarily, you know exactly what we're talking about when we say, oh, when we used to date, it used to be a little bit different. You know, when we used to look for love or find love, it used to be a little bit different. Things today have a more of a impersonal approach, or that impersonal approach, which means hiding behind a phone or a computer screen or whatever, it could create a little bit of social awkwardness, social anxiety, and it can make you, know how to portray yourself on social media, you know, through your phone and through your laptop and through your screen, but not exactly how to portray yourself in person, you know, in live, in a live setting. And so maybe talking to a coach can help you break that ice a little bit more. Right. So I think, you know, it's an issue that affects both, you know, millennials, like we just said, and for non-millennials, because non-millennials had to adjust to, you know, how they used to date and court and initiate relationships and maintain relationships. And now they have to adjust themselves to a new way of how to do that. And that takes skill. It's not something that you just, you know, magically have. You know, you learn it with time, with experience. You know, you adapt to your environment, to your changing surrounding environment, and you slowly start to pick up on some stuff that you can use. Another thing that comes to mind is people who do look for coaches, you know, when it comes to relationship, they should keep in mind that the focus should be on you. I've had coaching sessions where, you know, people talk to me about their partners, and I can't really look at you, your relationship, wholeheartedly, because I'm only looking at what you're telling me, which is half of the story. So I always suggest, you know, if you're really, you know, if you and your partner, whoever that may be, a marriage partner, a romantic partner, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your spouse, you know, your whatever, you know, your other half, you want to make sure, if you're both on the same page, that you do get on the same page, that you both go to a coach, and that you both go and decide to work on, you know, go on this journey together. Because if it's only one of you, it kind of feels like only one of you is doing half the work, whereas the other person is not really doing the heavy lifting. And I've had a lot of that, and it's really hard to look at it, because frankly, if both of you are not doing the heavy lifting, it's just not going to work. So it's usually one person that comes to me with their issues, you know, their relationship issues, and it doesn't work that way. You know, both of you have to come. Now, if you are coming for a specific session, that you have to remember that the focus is going to be on personal development, self-worth, and it's going to be on your own approach, you know, on you. So that's something to always keep in mind, because I think a lot of times we forget about, you know, we're not responsible for how other people think. we're not responsible for how other people feel. We're not really responsible what other people do. We're only responsible for ourselves and for how we think and for how we feel. And so when we go into a coaching session, we want to go in with an open head, open mind, right? Open heart. And just remember, you know, I'm here to work on me. I'm here to work on myself. And I'm going to bring these changes. I'm going to bring these things that I've acquired to the relationship. I think a lot of times one of the things that, you know, that I've noticed is that they come in and they do all this work and they make all these changes and they expect the relationship to change because they're doing the work. But, you know, on the other hand, the other half of the relationship is not really doing that much work, which I always found pretty, it's kind of obvious and pretty clear, but it's kind of like they can't really see it. You know what I mean? I think at the bottom of it all, our inner desire to connect, you know, it all comes down to how we actually do it, how we connect with the other person, how we bond with the other person. You know, before we learn how to do all of those things, we need to have a successful relationship with ourselves. So how do we do that? How do you focus on having a successful relationship with yourself? That's a, you know, that's a tough question that a lot of people don't like to address, right? You know, I was going over a couple of books that I thought would be really interesting for today, and really useful in relation to this topic. One of them is called Sex at Dawn, which is by Christopher Ryan and Casilda Jetta, or Jetha. I'm not sure. And, you know, this book is interesting. It's actually a New York Times bestseller. It's interesting because it talks about, it's mainly sexuality and your approach to sexuality and how that affects your actual relationships, your romantic relationships. I think one of the strongest themes in the book is you are not really designed to be with just one person. You know, you're not really designed to be loyal to just one person because we're creatures, we're animals, right? We're humans and we have needs or whatever. I'm not sure I agree with this approach. I don't think they're talking about being promiscuous or being open. I think the point is saying, you know, we're living in different times. And I think as humans, we are not really designed to be just with one person, right? And so that's why, you know, the divorce rate is so high. That's why it's such a big, you know, there are so many dating apps and there's so much because people are always looking for these things. So I think this book is interesting. Whether you agree with that approach or not, I think it's always good to open your mind to something a little bit different, because it kind of like makes you think, you know. You don't have to change your mind and you can stick to, you know, to your ideology and to your philosophy in life and to your approach to love and romance and dating and relationships, but it's always good to look at things from the other half. And so I read the book, you know, just to look at it from that other half, and it was interesting to learn about it. I think it helped me understand certain people in a certain way. I still have my own beliefs, right? I still have my own values and my own ideas and my own concept of what a relationship should look like and how a relationship should be. But now when, you know, when I speak to a person, which actually happens really often, you know, married couples or couples that are dating, you know, straight or non-straight or, you know, heterosexual or gay or bisexual or whatever, you know, older, younger, like a lot of people. And there's a huge, huge wave of change in how people are a lot more comfortable with being open and, you know, having more than one relationship, even if they are married or not. And that is something that I don't judge, you know, I don't criticize it. I don't necessarily choose to live my life in that kind of a way, but I think a lot of people do, you know, it works for a lot of people. So if this is something that you're considering or something that you have in mind, or maybe you've been with a partner for a very long time, you know, and you're considering some different ideas of how to spice up your marriage or your relationship or your partnership, I think this book has some interesting points. So definitely that was one thing that I really wanted to bring to the table. You know, another thing that I wanted to talk about was something that everybody knows about. This is The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. You know, this book is a little old, right? It's been around for a while and it's very popular. One thing that the book talks about is there's a lot of the concept of the law of attraction, in which, you know, if you think something, if you feel something, and if you think about it, you know, long enough or hard enough, you attract it. And if you cater your life towards these thoughts that you're having, you're going to attract it more and more. Right? That's like the secret to attracting success and love and all of these good things. You know, keep that, you know, that desire printed in your head, or that goal printed in your head, and don't let it go. And then ultimately the universe will work on bringing it to you. Again, you know, for whoever believes in that, or for whoever subscribes to that particular perspective or point of view, I think it's great. You know, personally, I believe that if you really want something, you have to work for it. You know, you have to keep a positive mentality about it. You definitely want to, you know, keep it in your mind, in your brain. And yeah, when you think about something and, you know, you work for it, you ultimately get what you want. But you have to work for it. And I think the issue is a lot of people think is you just have to think about it. But if you don't work for it, it's not just going to magically appear. I remember I had a client once who told me that she wanted to read The Secret because she thought it would help her relationship. And I thought, listen, by all means, go ahead, read The Secret. If it's going to help you, that's fantastic. But at the end of the day, the one who has to do all the work, you know, is the both of you, you know, you. So you can put a lot, you can put whatever it is that you want in your mind, you know, but at the end of the day, you have to physically do the actual work. So again, The Secret by Rhonda Byrne is a really, you know, it's another ideology, is another concept to have in mind. You know, and how to approach relationships. I like it a lot. There's something very kind of spiritual and philosophical about it. I mean, I'm not sure if that was what the book was intending to do, but, you know, but a lot of people, especially for skeptics and for people who subscribe to a more logical way of thinking, this approach might not necessarily work for them. So for those particular people, people who have a very strict mind, people who are very research-based and scientific mind and more logical, a book like this is always really good because it helps you look at things from a different perspective. It gives you a little bit of balance in how to treat your relationships. So that's definitely another read that I was, you know, considering while I was thinking about this topic of relationships and all of that. A third book that I had in mind is called The Mastery of Love by Don Miguel Ruiz. And The Mastery of Love is a beautiful book. It gives you, you know, different pointers on how to master the concept of love, right? It gives you different ideas, different suggestions of different tips of how can you actually master this big thing that is love. I didn't even, if you notice, I asked in the beginning of this conversation, you know, what exactly is love? I didn't answer it because I feel like that's something I kind of I would ask you in person. Like, what do you think is love? You know what I mean? You know, everybody has a different perspective on it, a different idea, a different concept of it. And you're not right or wrong. And love can come in so many different forms. You know, it could be you're in love with your kids, you're in love with your family, you're in love with your job, you're in love with your career, you know, you're in love with your partner, you know. Love doesn't necessarily have to only be directed towards a romantic companion. It could be directed towards many different things. Maybe you love a cause, you know what I mean? Maybe you love, you know, what you're doing in school. Maybe you love something else, you know what I mean? So I think you always have to remember that. A lot of people think that because they don't have a partner, you know, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a husband, or a wife, they think, you know, well, where is the love in my life? I'm pretty sure it's there somewhere. You just have to really look for it and you'll find it. again, like, you know, sometimes some people, you know, they love their religion. They're very religious. They subscribe to that. And then their faith in God or their faith in whatever it is that they believe in, that's what gets them through life. So, I mean, I guess a couple of questions to keep in mind would be, you know, are you happy with your romantic life? You know, think about it. Are you happy with the person that you want to be with? Are you with the person that you want to be with? And if you are, how are you treating your relationship? Are you growing? Are you learning from it? Are you teaching your partner anything? What does love look like to you? You know, that's a really important question that I kind of want to leave you with. You know, how can you adapt to today's changing climate? in the romantic department, you know, with technology and social media and all of these different changes that are taking place in how love is being handled, right? And how can a life coach actually help you in unlocking your inner potential to attract others, right? How can a life coach help you with catering to your self-worth, which is the most important thing? So these are questions that I wanted to leave you with. It was a great topic. You know, it's a very relatable topic. I think doesn't matter what country you're in, what city you're in, what decade you're in. This is something that is on everybody's minds. So it's, you know, it's a pretty, I'm really comfortable talking about it because I'm pretty sure we can all relate to it. Unlike the past coaching session, which was more of a, you know, a coaching session, this is more of a conversation that I kind of just wanted to put out there. You know, and yeah, it's been a pleasure talking and talking about this topic. I think it's a very important topic and these are very important questions that should be asked. And, you know, if you feel like you want to speak to a life coach, or like you are having some type of turbulence in your marriage, in your relationships, in your partnerships, or even with yourself, maybe your partnership is fine, but you're not necessarily there yet. Maybe you need to work on your self-worth, or maybe it's a little bit of both. Please check out my website. Go to www.nyumbrellacoaching.com. Again, that's nyumbrellacoaching.com. There's some videos there from previous podcasts, and there's some information there that you can check out, you know, that could be useful. And you can also shoot me an email at nyumbrellacoaching@gmail.com, or that's again nyumbrellacoaching@gmail.com. We can set up a private coaching session and we can talk about this. It's been a pleasure. It's been great talking to y'all. Please check the websites out. There's some other podcasts there. And remember, love starts with you. It starts with yourself and with your inner self. So before you think about entering relationships or making relationships work, or, you know, dating, or just always ask yourself, are you ready? You know, did you work on you, and did you do everything that you were supposed to make the best version of yourself? All right, guys, it's been a pleasure, and I will see you in the next session.